Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And then he was just like, I think he must have said, "You're welcome," or something like that. I said, "Oh,
that's fat cock energy.
Big cocky energy."
Listen, I know that.
You're listening to Laid Bear.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
In this video on Come Dine With Me, it was like, you know those clips that you scroll past on Insta and that? Yeah. And then this woman, I think she's Asian, she told them to guess her age. So one guy was just like, "Oh, what, you look like you're in your, you know, your 40s, you know, you're like 41, 42. Mm-hmm. And he said, and then on the confessional, he said he was just being nice. Like, he took a couple years off just to be nice.
He's rude.
And then this other woman, this white woman, was just like, "I would say 50, you know, your house gives like 50. And she's just like, "You think I'm 50? And then the Indian woman turns back to the white girl, says, "I think you're 50. It was just so uncomfortable, but so funny. I miss Come Dine With Me.
I miss it.
I used to bang it out. My sister always wanted to go on it. Is it?
Oh my God, I wanted to do it. I wanted a Ghanaian person to go on it. And then when
Ghanaians on there. There's some African on there.
There was this one Ghanaian man, but he disgraced us.
Really?
I felt like he disgraced us.
No, there was a black guy. There was a black guy that was on it, and I think he tried to make everybody rap. If you guys remember that episode, let me know, please. If you remember that episode, let me know. Use the hashtag Labour Podcast.
Yeah, but I just don't want strangers in my house.
That's the thing. I don't want strangers in my house. Yeah. And I can't cook anyway. So I would be the one that would cheat on the show. You know, like when you buy something ready made, or I would like do an Uber Eats quickly.
I'm so dead. Like, where I drew the line with there, when I'm like, okay, I don't think I could go and Come Dine With Me. One lady bought supermarket wings.
Yeah.
She opened the packet, sprinkled salt over it and put it in the fridge and said she seasoned it.
Oh, wow.
She didn't wash it. She didn't pluck it. Nothing.
Nothing.
I couldn't believe my eyes. I was so disgusted.
Yeah.
You can't eat in everyone's house.
You can't. And I think nothing is more as passive aggressive as Come Dine With Me. Come Dine With Me is the most passive aggressive British
show.
One
ever.
Of the most passive aggressive British shows. Tell me a show that is more passive aggressive than Come Dine With Me.
Do you know what
me.
I like about it though? You see, the commentary is so funny.
I mean, it's hilarious.
Oh, the guy killed. What's his name? Is it Dave Lamb?
I don't even know, but I don't know if they bang in America, but I'm trying to think. Even if they did, it would not hit like ours. Like, we're just so politely rude.
Yeah.
So no,
but then British people were kind of stuck up though.
Yeah,
kind
that's what of. I mean. There's rude an
arrogance.
And polite.
Yeah, there's arrogance to us.
Yeah.
I think.
And also, what I don't like about it is the fact that they go into people's homes and they start doing that whole snooping, you know, and they start going in your rooms. Yeah, don't you remember? Hey, like, they go in your room and they have a look.
No, I remember, but just imagine, I'm thinking, what have I
have to hide
out?
All my sex toys.
Yo, I have to hide it. And then you see when they start snooping through your documents.
No.
And then you see one bill of like a parking fine or something.
No,
I don't know.
Come and disgrace
allow
me,
it.
Please.
Don't
no,
disgrace
don't.
Me.
No, no, no.
Don't disgrace. Oh,
Anyway, guys, welcome to Laid Bear. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favourite homegirl, Nikki.
And we are back again. That's what
Eminem.
Is it Eminem?
Oh no, Don't Jealous me used
Don't
to do
Jealous
that.
Me used but to then, do that. But it Eminem, probably is Eminem as Eminem, well. Oh God, you see how we just listen.
See how we go from one thing to another.
Exactly, that's iconic there, DJ M. Right. Oh my God, what's it? DNA messaged me. You saw the message
as
well.
Yeah, he sent me a message too.
He was just like, "Why am I being mentioned on
Laid Bear
and relationship?" I said, "Don't worry. Don't worry, it's okay. Your family house is fine."
He sent me a voice note. Yeah. The way he made me laugh, he was like, "Oh my God," when I saw the message, he said, "What did I do? What did I say?" He said, "Where did I go?" And then I was dying. This is me. So you see, someone came to give you a heart attack. And I think whoever told him didn't give him context.
Yeah.
They were like, "Go and listen to it." So you know when you have to rush home,
yeah, of course.
You forget everything.
You're like, "Shit, I need to find the timestamp. Where?" Yeah, we're talking about our mate that we mentioned on the pod about 2 weeks ago when Nikki was telling her story. She was mentioning the name DNA and I kept assuming it was the DJ.
Yeah.
And she was just like, nah, word got back to him and he listens. He's thinking, why am I being mentioned? And I don't blame him. If someone told me I was being mentioned on a sex and relationship podcast, I'd be like, what the fuck?
I will tell my manager, I have to leave the office. I need to go. I need to do my investigation.
What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on right now? Oh my God, there was this funny video that I came across that you and I need to do. I think we need to do this. It's basically these two girls who do a video and it's called... Hold on.
Bit my face because I wanted to go home for the night.
So that's what her ex did. So what they're doing is two girls, basically the challenge is they mention all the things that their exes did to them and they still stayed.
Oh, because that's a bit like, you see when they're like, oh, we didn't do, oh my God, I'm annoyed we didn't do this. Welcome to the Labour podcast. Of course, it's similar to that, right?
Yeah, kind of. They just sat down with their notebooks, but it's just a challenge anyway. But yeah, I think we should definitely do that.
Oh, we could do a long one.
Oh God, not a long one.
We could do a long one.
Not a long one. Oh my God.
That's a good one.
So, you know what the question is going to be?
Yeah.
When was it?
I have not been laid. I'm on my period. So I've been...
Excuses.
I've been on... Listen...
I'm not fucking, you have to fuck for me.
Let me tell you now. You see, today, the reason why I've been in my house all day, I said it earlier on, I thought my period was trying to kill me.
Really?
I was this close from calling, 101 or 111.
Oh, babe.
I was up from like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I was even in the bath. I had to get out of the bath. I was in that much pain.
I'm sorry, babe.
But luckily, this evening, I feel okay.
Oh.
Slight back pain, but yeah. I feel okay.
Did you take paracetamol on that?
Do you know what? I've got really strong painkillers that I'm taking from my back. I'm going to take it when I get home.
Okay.
So I've waited out the whole day because it makes you sleep.
When you get in, just have a nice bath. Or can you have a bath when you're in your period? I don't think that's very sanitary. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Okay, have a nice warm shower.
Yeah.
For the blood clots to start greeting you.
Yeah, all the little bits. And do you know the worst thing is when you're in such tremendous pain, you look in your pad or you take out your tampon, whatever you use, and... there's not been much activity.
I hate that.
I'm like...
But why are you pounding me?
So I was thinking, which one of my ancestors are trying to kill me?
Yeah. Like my, you know, everything is throbbing.
Yeah.
So where is the proof of the throb?
But then, you know, I said I haven't felt like having sex lately. Listen, I've been having the twinge.
Ooh.
I've been having the little fanny flyers.
Ooh.
I was thinking about someone I was ignoring. And I said, do I pick up the phone?
That's the best though. When you ignore them, it makes the chemistry even better.
I was actually scratching my head like this. I was like, do I pick up the phone? Do I send a little text? Do I send a little nude?
Do you?
What do I do? Come back next week, guys.
The story will be told.
We have a long weekend this weekend.
So you know how I told you that I was going to stop masturbating? Well, I lied. I lied so much that I went at it today. And it's just been great. Amazing.
What did you use?
Amazing. My toy, my usual.
The Pro.
The Pro 40. I need some new toys. I've been getting some people trying to send me toys recently.
Let them send it.
Yeah, they do. But I'm just like, do you know what it is? I'm tired of being let down. Because every time I get sent a new toy, I'm just like, yeah, this is great. But the Pro 40 is better.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's like the
Pro 40 is better.
That's like the queen, king, whatever you want to
call it. I want to experiment with something different that makes me feel... You know, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, come on, sex and tech. We need something more. But do we really, how far do we really want to go with sex?
I don't know. I was watching an old episode of Real Housewives, you know, that's all I'm doing.
Right? Yeah.
And then Candy had a sex toy where it hooks up to a speaker. You can play your favourite songs while you're masturbating.
I love that.
What song would you play if you had to use that toy?
Ooh, what song would I play? Living Room Flow by Janae Aiko.
I don't know if I know.
It's a very sultry,
very sensual kind of
song. Like, you know.
Do you know what? I was going to say something so hood. I'll probably
what are you gonna
play,
say?
I don't know.
We can say.
I was going to say I play like a scrap song. or I play something.
You and Scraps.
I just love him. That's
what's
why.
This nigga done to you? But
he ain't done it to me. Anyway, let me stop. But I'll probably play something ghetto like YG the Manica remix or something.
I hear it.
Just something so wild.
I do love like a bit of like something that really... What kind of hip hop do I really... You know what I do love? Like, what's his name? The one that Drake has hidden in his basement. What's his name?
Who did that? Who did Drake act in the face?
The one from Canada. The other one from Canada.
The Weeknd.
No, 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 you.
All the things you
I'm
going to
be so
someone.
Annoyed if it was someone like they just thought of.
You know him.
Friday. He's
no, it's not Friday.
It's not Friday.
There's
okay.
No one. We're such aunties. Anyway, let's move on. Because I can't find this one. Guys, help me. Help me out, please. Why am I current? But anyway, I love his music. I was really, you know, it's like the tip of your tongue, but it won't come out. Anyway.
Yeah.
Can we please talk about what the fuck is going on?
Okay, because let me tell you something. Because
you know what I'm going with this.
There's so many things happening so on much. The streets of X, aka Twitter, and all socials. I cannot fathom. Because I feel like there's two we need to talk about, but the main one, Homeland Security. Let me just say this now. Homeland Security do not pop up in anyone's yard unless if a judge has ordered this.
Yeah,
meaning there's been an ongoing investigation for a good couple of months.
So they've been building a case.
They've been building a case. And Homeland Security is, I think, just above the FBI.
Yeah.
Do you know what was killing me?
What?
And what pissed me off?
The kids.
Your kids and your pacing around the airport.
Someone said walk of shame. Walk of shame, walk of shame, walk of shame, walk of shame, walk of shame.
What's happening? Like, here's the thing, right? Like, these allegations are nothing to be played with. But then,
what are the allegations?
The allegations,
sex trafficking.
It's sex trafficking.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, by the way, Diddy.
We're talking about Diddy or Diddy not?
Did he or did he not? Did
he? Here's the thing, like
the diddler. Sorry,
the
go
diddler.
On.
I think there's more. It's more than sex offences that's happening at the moment. There's way more, because before I left my house, I haven't read it properly, so please excuse me if I'm speaking out of turn for anyone that's listening. Allegedly a drug mule of his has been arrested.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Yeah, but I didn't get to read it because I was in a rush.
Yeah, I saw that one as well.
So that's what I'm saying, like, even before that, anyway, for Homeland Security to get involved, it's way more than the sex offences. Not saying that the sex offences aren't important, because they are. And there's a lot of people being named. And, like, look at how many officers came to the family home and his kids are being handcuffed. Even though they're not children, they are adults.
But still your kids.
But that's still your kids. Like,
your kids are your kids.
And his kids, both boys were named in the lawsuits.
Yeah, I can't imagine my mum or dad
just leaving
allowing me to be... getting arrested. Like, honestly, I say this sometimes, but I don't say about parents. I say that sensible people are underrated. But you see sensible parents, they are so underrated.
Very underrated.
Because it just shows you can have all the money in the world and you will still be left with someone who is irresponsible, a liability, and will leave you for dead. Because that's what he did to them kids.
That's what he did.
Do you know what? I get it. Like, you know, the boys, I feel like the boys are grown. The girls are what, like, really touched me. Because I'm like, these are little girls.
I was thinking, where are...
Them girls...
What's it? Is it Chance and...
I'm not even 18 yet.
Is it Chance and Delilah, they're called?
Who?
The twins.
I don't know.
Chance and Delilah.
I don't know. I think those are the Combs twins.
The Combs twins.
Yeah.
They are babies. They're still at school. Like, they're like the cheerleaders of their school. I watch them on TikTok. Like, I really do like them. Such sweet little people. But then...
little people.
Like, they're five.
Yeah.
But... just imagine, they go to school, kids have access to everything.
Listen,
for Northwest to sit and tell her mum, big Kim Kardashian to her face, so what is it that you do? Other children can say other things about your parents. Do you get what I'm saying? But like...
And they all go to the same school. I think they all go to... There's only one school that all the famous kids go to.
Oh, is
Sierra
it in LA?
Canyon, I think it's called.
In LA?
In LA. Okay. They all go to the same school.
Oh, okay.
All of them. The Kardashians went there. Oh. I think North probably goes there. I think that Kanye was even ranting saying he wants to take his kids out of there.
I heard that out of the school.
But they all know each other anyway.
Yeah.
But away from that, I really just think that, wow. Do you know, I still find it hard to believe the whole Diddy situation. Like, I know it's true.
It's
and
crazy.
I've always said that I believe Hollywood is a different realm.
Yeah.
I believe the rules are different.
Yeah.
And what's hard for them sometimes is how to make sure that the rules they have to play by also match with the integrity that they have to live by or be seen through when it comes to the normal world and not Hollywood.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel like there's conflict. But then I feel like there's also some people... Well, many of them in Hollywood that just allow the power to just get to their head and feel
to
like
really get to them. Like,
it's like,
it's very mad.
Honestly,
it's very mad. And here's the thing, is like, people know of this. Whatever Diddy's been doing for however long he's been doing it for, people have known. I'm not going to name no names, but it's like certain UK people who have now been cancelled. Do you get what I'm saying?
Who's been cancelled? Who's UK people who've been cancelled?
Like Tim Westwood.
Oh, I see.
Like people been knowing. Yeah. Like for time.
Oh, yeah.
And...
say his name loud, please. Tim Westwood.
Tim Westwood.
Yeah.
but people have been knowing about this. And it's like, in Hollywood and just in entertainment, I think, is that you always have to cover your back, because once you're X'd out of like their little circle, because really and truly, it is a small circle. Once you're X'd out of the circle, things die. You're not getting invited to things. People even fuck up your money, up your job. So it's like, people might have like... the knowledge to say something or the means to say something, but then they have to think about themselves. I'm just thinking of how they would put it. Like, they think that they have to think about themselves, so they're not going to say nothing.
Yeah, no, that's how it is. Yeah. But that's what Monique always said. Even when she was on the show with, you know, what's his name, on Club Shay Shay, I've forgotten his name, Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp, yeah.
And she said, you know, that's how that guy got away with it. What's his name? The one where we... started the Me Too, Harvey Weinstein. That's because people knew what Harvey Weinstein was doing.
Yeah.
But people said, it's not my business, I'm not getting involved. And that's how the madness continued. And it continued and it continued until someone put their foot down and rallied up and said, no, this guy has abused so many of us. So even saying that, I want to say shout out to Cassie, because Cassie really did light that torch. Do you know what I mean?
Good thing you mentioned her name. So you see how I said the thing about Homeland Security, they had to have been investigating for a number of months to do this raid, yeah?
Mm.
When people were like, oh, so look, the lawsuit came out one day, 2 days later, she took the money. And I'm like, it don't work like that. Before a lawsuit gets presented, like, a lot of work and things like investigations and stuff go into it. It could take, to be honest, I can't lie, a minimum of weeks.
Yeah.
But there's time that goes into that. And she ballsed up and said, listen, fuck everything. You did this to me. I need to speak out.
Yeah.
So it's not about the money, and I don't think it was.
And I don't think there's anything wrong, even if it is about the money. Think, like, every victim deserves to be compensated. You've stolen. There's not enough money in the world. Mm-hmm. I'll still take it, but there's not enough money in the world that will ever take back the time that you stole, where you were abusing me for.
Exactly.
But what I will say, though, is that I really do feel like this is really going to... be the downfall of a lot of men, because it's not only Diddy. Diddy is not the only Diddy in Hollywood.
They're gonna come
there
and
are
speak
many
out
Diddy's
now.
In Hollywood. Do you know what I mean? And I still don't understand the beef between 50 Cent and Diddy.
Do you know what? Yeah,
I had my friend tell me that he's probably possibly just homophobic, and that wouldn't shock me because we don't know. Yeah, but we don't know. But like, I feel like, well, hip hop in itself is homophobic.
I sent you something on TikTok. Did you watch it?
No, what'd you send me?
Oh my god. Okay, there's...
maybe I've seen it.
An alleged voice recording. It's a video.
Meek Mill?
Yeah, it's a video, but they've extracted the audio and allegedly it's Meek Mill.
I don't know if that's legit. You know you can do AI and stuff like that.
I know.
Who's recording that?
Because me personally, I thought it was just very weird and I was thinking that I have to send it to you. You have to see it too.
I don't know what the story is between Meek and things.
Meek, because it's very random.
But I feel like that is more sensationalised than the fact that he's actually...
abusing.
Yeah, that he's actually a predator.
Yeah.
There's the sex trafficking. There's the... do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just so much that's going on. And the thing is, people were talking. People have been talking for very long. Mm. But it just shows you. And I hope it just serves as an example for a lot of men who were doing their dirt. People who don't have as much money as Diddy are still doing Diddy shit. Do you know what I mean? So I hope it serves as a very good example of what can really happen to you. You can lose it all. Mm-hmm. This was a man that was on top of the world. Who wasn't listening to his music? We were all listening to his music.
And
big staple in the hip-hop industry. A big staple in the hip-hop industry. A big mogul in the hip-hop industry.
Mm-hmm.
Big icon in the music industry. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to go from that to this, I mean, I woke up today and I saw a video of Mace and Cam talking about it, but they didn't talk about it. They were just like, what do you think about what's going on? And then they started talking about how it was like maybe the 20th or, I don't know, anniversary of one of Biggie's last 27th year.
And
they weren't talking about what the elephant in the room, but we knew what they were really talking about. And they were like kikiing amongst themselves.
Yeah.
I think it was Mace's way of saying, you know, like, I told you guys, like, you know, I saw a lot of dark shit and I left for a reason because it was too dark.
So, guys, if you see shit that is too dark, you know, sometimes pack your bags and your belongings and just be
and
going.
And just go.
But for real, honestly, like, I think it's just so crazy that he left his kids and he was... And then they arrested him at the airport for what, coke and marijuana?
Wait, he's been arrested at the airport?
Yeah, I heard he's been arrested at the airport. I heard on TikTok. Yeah. But oh my God, my heart goes out to the people in Baltimore, by the way. I hope no one was hurt. I saw that. I've got family out there, but that bridge collapse.
Is so scary.
That's my worst nightmare.
Do you know what? I thought it was fake news, and then I saw the video.
That video was very real.
Praise to the people out in Baltimore. Hopefully,
nobody was hurt.
Yeah, people are safe. And yeah.
It's crazy. Speaking of abuse, from another subject to another, I don't know if you watched Quiet on Set or if you heard about it.
I've seen clips. Yeah. I need to sit and watch it properly. But yeah. I'm glad that something like that has come out.
I am too.
Yeah.
I really am as well. Like Quiet on Set. For those who don't know what Quiet on Set is, it's a doc that has come out. It's about the experiences of child stars who were part of Nickelodeon, from those who participated in all that, the Amanda Show. What other shows did they have?
Drake and Josh. Yeah.
iCarly.
Yeah.
And it talks about the person who produced and wrote most of it, which was Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
I watched all four parts because I grew up a Nickelodeon. Like, I'm a Nickelodeon kid.
I wanted to be on Nickelodeon. I was hating on them kids. I'm like, this is so cool.
I was a Nickelodeon kid through and through. Like, the Amanda Show was my shit.
That was a good show.
It was a good show.
She declined to be part of it.
Yeah, she did.
I like eggs.
Hi, I'm Amanda's number one fan, please. Amanda, please. You know, but it really did go through the... it really did show you how the writer / producer, Dan Schneider, who's a weirdo, implemented really weird things in the show. Mm. Like... He had an obsession with feet. We would see Ariana Grande. I don't know if you saw that clip floating about on social media. Ariana Grande, like, putting her foot in her mouth and doing all these weird webcam things. And it was just like, wait, a grown man is writing this. Does he not see that this is inappropriate? Mm. There were scenes where Jamie Lynn, Britney Spears' sister.
Zoe 101,
thank you. She had something squirted on her face. What is that clearly supposed to be? Nothing but a cum shot. And it was just showing like how these things just aged terribly and how awful it was. And even though Dan Schneider is also to blame, the people who also approved it are to blame as well. Because
people at the network.
It's not just Dan Schneider. Yeah. It has to... Things that go to TV or go to press have to be approved by a couple of people.
Yeah.
So who were these people that also approved it and were also weird?
Exactly. There's weirdos at the network.
Like, weirdos. And I don't know how they're not doing DBS checks, CRB checks, all of it, whatever check it needs to be. You're working with kids. Yeah. Do you know how many paedophiles were on them sets?
Yeah.
It was scary. Nikki, if you ever have time, I definitely think you should watch it.
What is it on, the full thing?
It's on HBO Max, but I'll send you a link.
I'll send you a link. I can watch it in bed tonight.
I tried to watch it like normally, but they kept saying it's not available in your country. I said, I need to watch this documentary.
Yeah.
I need to watch it.
Because I've just been watching it on TikTok. So Drake Bell's bits
are on
TikTok.
Yeah.
So I've watched that.
That was so sad.
And you could just tell, like, it's so difficult. And I really commend, like, young men, boys, for speaking about these experiences.
But see, that's the thing. Because he spoke about it. And guess what happened? He still got mocked. He got mocked by them weird kids on the Ned's Declassifieds, on that stupid podcast and the show where they all fuck each other. They were all fucking each other on that show. They said it.
Did you see, that one of, he's a black guy, Kyle Macy or something, his mum came and spoke out and was like, did like an indirect Instagram post.
You know why? Because she's a dumb bitch.
Yeah, and I thought, why would you do something like that?
Because she's a dumb
bitch. Even if it wasn't your child, other people's children at the time, like, it could have been your child. Why would you do something like that?
Because she's a dumb bitch.
Who was he?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I think he played That's So Raven's little brother.
No, there's another one.
That's a Disney kid. Yeah, that's a Disney kid.
I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
But yes, I know.
I thought that was so... Like, I saw it and I was thinking, how did we get here? Are you crazy?
Because she's an illiterate and she's a dumb bitch.
Not an illiterate.
She's
an
illiterate. Because only an illiterate would behave like that. How can you see that people are reporting, kids are reporting that they've been groomed, that they've been harassed, that they've been sexually assaulted, that they've been molested, and you come to open like your dirty mouth and say that that wasn't the experience. Are you stupid?
And also,
and what if it was? What if it did?
No, and
what?
I'm sorry, that comes across as victim blaming as
not
well.
Not just victim blaming. Like, it's not even victim blaming. It's just saying, well, that didn't happen to me, and that's how people behave.
But then that's
maybe it is victim
just
blaming
so
actually.
Yeah,
maybe
I feel like it is victim blaming because you're trying to say, well, it's not my child, so. Okay, and then what? So what are you trying to say? Like, because my child wasn't picked. So?
And do you know what? And the thing is, we don't know how paedophiles work. I was speaking about this with my sister once, and we were talking about how we'd never let our kids stay around. We'd never let our kids stay around people's homes. We don't care if it's groups because...
Yeah.
You know, just because it's your kid that doesn't get picked, what if the next time it does happen and you don't know how paedophiles pick kids. You don't know how they decide which one. It could be, oh, this child's parent doesn't really care about them too much, or this one doesn't look like they talk too much, or this one's quiet, or this one lies a lot, or this one talks so much that no one would believe a word that they say. You don't know the minds of these weirdos.
Here's the thing, it doesn't always have to be somebody touching a child, you know. It could be that person that just constantly wants to be inappropriate by things that they say. It could be comments. It could be like, oh, look at your bum. The child,
and that's what was
like,
going on.
The child is 12. This is like a 48-year-old man. What are you doing?
And that's what happened with Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider was one. He was, okay, I'm not even shocked that, I mean, this was the 90s. Like, when I was hearing all the sexist stories and how he wasn't paying women equally, let me not lie to you, was not shocked. No, he wasn't paying women. He got sued. In the beginning, like, not the beginning of his career, but at the beginning of the doc, it was actually mentioned that he got sued. But that was only the beginning of the nonsense that happened, because this guy got tossed. He never got tossed out, but like, he was trying to branch away, I guess, from like doing kids shows, but it wasn't really working for him, because he did put Amanda on. Like, Amanda was part of All That, I think it's called, and then they realized, oh, this girl was talented, they gave her own show. It was very disturbing. It was this guy who was on set, he was known as an actor coach, whatever that is. And but he was also known as the Pickle Boy, which I remember when I saw him, I said, I remember this guy. I remember him. He just used to randomly, it was like a random thing that was just supposed to be an ongoing thing. Like, this guy who would just show up with pickles in random places. He would be, it might be on the Amanda show, for example. I can't remember if it was the Amanda show, but I remember his character. Okay. And he was a reoccurring person. Okay. So he was close to Drake Bell. And obviously his dad, but mind you, is already getting like a bit iffy, saying this man is weird. Like, he's a bit too touchy-feely with you. And the mum and Drake Bell are thinking, like, you know, at the time I'm guessing they didn't really see it like that. They just said, you know, that's just what he's like. Even in the documentary, they show clips of him with Leonardo DiCaprio as a kid, and you see him with that pickle man with Leonardo DiCaprio, the voice actor. I mean, the actor coach or coach actor.
Yeah,
and they're just like, no, that's just what he's like, you know, da 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 da. The dads tried to report it, and they just said, like, I don't know what you're getting at. You know, this man is gay. Da 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 da. Maybe you're just homophobic. So they made the dad feel weird. Like, you know, I'm trying to tell you that this guy's been inappropriate with my kid. I don't really like that he's too touchy. Yeah. And you're telling me, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Drove a wedge between Drake Bell and his parents, you know, to the point that, well, I don't think he was responsible, but his parents ended up getting a divorce. I mean, whatever.
No
they
way.
They ended up getting a divorce. And the mum, I don't like to call people's mums bitches, but the mum is a silly bitch. She's a bitch. Because you have been told that this man is weird, and because Drake Bell at the time is getting bookings, he's doing this and doing that, you're saying it's okay for this kid to sleep over this man's, what's his name? We need to put his name to, his name is
oh god, this is giving
Brian
Michael Jackson.
Peck. I think his name is Brian, because I'm calling him Pickle Boy, but he actually has a name. Yeah, but that's what his name was on the show, Brian Peck, I think. Yeah, it is Brian Peck. I was right. So his name's Brian Peck. That's the name of the dirty, dirty, dirty paedophile. So he is staying around Drake Bell is staying around Brian Peck's house. And in the middle of the night, he's inappropriate and he's doing all these things. He apologizes at first, apologizes. But you know what made it really weird? Was the fact that they mentioned that Drake Bell at the time was obviously an actor. Kid actor, but he was also in a band as well. Like most kids, they do extra curricular activities. He could have, let's say we're in London, right? This Drake Bell could have a show in Manchester or Scotland or America, wherever. Yeah, let's just pretend he lived
anywhere
in London.
Yeah.
Brian Peck would go to his shows and follow him. Is that not weird?
No, but for what?
Because he's a weirdo. He was making it like he's a friend.
He wasn't working as part of like his team.
No. So he could pray and groom properly.
And
fucking
you see
weirdo.
People go that far.
And I'm just, go that far and your mum is aware and your mum is still allowing you. Do you know who actually clocks that this man was a weirdo?
Yeah.
When he had a girlfriend, Drake Bell had a girlfriend, stayed around his girlfriend's house. Brian Peck had been calling around for time, starts calling his girlfriend's house, calling the girlfriend's house. He called this girlfriend, the girlfriend's house up to 40 times.
For what?
Just to try and get through to him.
But you're an adult. What do we need to talk about?
What do we need to talk about? And then the mum said, no. What is going on between you two? Because that adult man.
Mum.
Yes. His, okay. Drake Bell's girlfriend's mum.
Yeah.
Said, no grown man should be calling you like that. Why is this grown man calling you like that? What's going on? And I think he was in denial. He even told him, I think the girlfriend's mum even took him to therapy. And I think he still didn't talk about it for ages until one day he just snapped and he fully confessed and he told his mum everything. And then, you know, cut long story short, he had to record the conversation whereby he could get him to admit what he had done to him. And he did do it. And then he went down. But that was just one out of three.
So what happened to the guy? Did he go to jail?
Yeah, he went to jail. 16 months.
Ah?
16 months, babe. 16 months. And you know what was so sad is the fact that when they went to court, there was a side that was, he had up to 40 people. Mind you, Brian Peck had up to 40 people who wrote a letter of support for him. These letters came from actors that we know today, actors that we've watched on our screens, from Boy Meets World, from all these different people like who were in support saying, oh, you know, he was probably tempted. How do you tempt a 15-year-old? How can a 15-year-old kid tempt a 30 or 40 or 40-year-old man? And, a 15-year-old like, can't tempt you.
It's very weird.
There's
weird.
No such thing. There's only one powerful person in that dynamic. The one who is in charge of their future when it comes to acting. The person who has been put responsible and as a guardian from time to time. Yeah. There is only one person. There is no... So what tempting are you talking about? You're a dirty motherfucker. But yeah, that show really, really made me angry and it made me sad because I didn't expect a show that I loved, like shows that I loved, and I saw how it fucked up some people in the end.
Yeah.
I saw what it did to the black kids as well. Yeah. Black kids who were part of like the Amanda show, how they were treated, how they were discarded, what they had to go through if they weren't Dan Schneider's favourite. Like, it's... Hollywood is a very bizarre world.
It's a very bizarre place. Like,
bizarre.
I always say that when I have children, I would want my children to explore what their interests are. If... And I'd be a hypocrite as well. But if my child is interested in, like, media, acting, things like that, I would be so nervous. I want them to be whoever they want to be within means, of course. But then I would be very nervous. I'd be very scared.
Yeah, I'd be scared as
well.
I think because the
scared.
Creative world is very scary and it's not kind to children.
And I always say this, I always have this question as to like, why is it that people in powerful positions, and it's not even just entertainment, to be honest, it could be even in politics. Well, that's a very messy place. But yeah, even in politics, like, why does it like the abuse of power come with sex? Like, I've never been able to make that connection. Maybe it's not for me to make that connection.
Because we see sex as the most... I think it's a good question, actually. Why does the abuse of power always come with sex? I don't know. Maybe we should ask Diddy.
Oh, hell. Oh, no.
I don't know.
Anyway. Listen, I hope you're happy.
Why?
Robin Dixon's leaving Potomac.
Oh, yes. But then at the same time, who am I supposed to boo? I don't really understand. I like hate watching people. I like hate watching people.
And I like, who am I supposed to boo?
Who am I supposed to boo?
You're Giselle. And leave now, auntie alone.
You like Giselle.
You
There's nothing wrong with you.
You kicked me because... Yes. No, guys, listen, this is abuse in the workplace because... Yes.
I did kick her. No. You said you like Giselle. Giselle is a colorist.
Do you know what? I think I still got the stuff on my phone. That kick was so funny. She was like, what? You like Giselle? And then you just see your foot just come up. No.
My bad.
But, it's okay, girl. We're playing.
But Candice. How can you like Giselle? She's a colorist.
Do you know what?
She's the devil.
Oh, no.
She's a setup chick.
Do you know
what?
She's
miserable.
Like Giselle.
She is bitter. She ain't got no fashion. She is
okay,
horrid.
Okay, there's no fashions.
No fashion. None. Zero. Zero.
No fashions, I can't lie. When I watch like the old episodes, because you lot know, guys, you've been listening to this show long enough since I've been on. It's been 2 years I've been on this show.
She's horrible.
You guys know I like to rewatch stuff, yeah.
She's the reason. Why that other girl left? What's her name? What's the one that left that had a fight with Candice? I've forgotten her name. The one that was married and just recently got divorced.
Monique.
When Monique first stepped on the scene, I know
she did like Monique. Yeah, she did like her. Literally,
she was in a relationship. She hated the fact that she was in a marriage
and that she had home. She had all of those things.
She
had
all of those things that she did not have.
All of them.
She was hurt because here is a browner, darker woman having all the things that her and her neck does not have. Her and her pastor Jamal, that's fucking the whole congregation. Allegedly, does
you
not
know
have.
He was doing a thing with Malaysia Pargo.
Who?
Pastor Jamal.
Pastor Jamal.
Let me not call him my pastor because my pastor doesn't.
No, but yeah, go on.
Jamal Bryant.
Yeah, Jamal Bryant.
Allegedly, him and Malaysia Pargo.
Who's Malaysia Pargo? Who's that?
They were basketball wives.
No, I don't watch it.
Oh, but
if I see her face, I'll
okay, yeah,
know
if you don't, you'll know her. He was
but
happy cheeks.
Me. He got his dick everywhere.
Anyway, he's slinging dick across the congregation.
Man, I'm so lucky. They could just put their dick everywhere. And all they have to do is just apologize a little bit. I want to be able to fuck around and just be like, oh, I'm sorry. Take me back. And they take you back.
Nah, listen, I can't lie, guys. I like Jizzy. I'm not gonna
what
not
do you like
her.
About her? What is there to like?
Do you know what I like about her?
Just because she's pretty.
You see her? No, it's not just because she's pretty, because she's pretty.
Yeah.
She's just honest with it. Because someone said to me, so why is it you don't like Kenya from Atlanta? I don't like Kenya because...
How do you not like Kenya? I love Kenya. I love Kenya before I knew who she was. That's the power of dark skin beauty for me. That's the power of dark skin beauty for me. That's
Kenya,
that's
I'll admit, she is a gorgeous lady. Like, she's a beautiful woman. But
what?
She has, like, parts of her...
She's wicked.
I think she's since she's become a mum, and I can't, like, I live for the content she does with her daughter, because her the daughter, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful, but you see, before that, Kenya is a nasty person. Like, like she was mean. I don't like how she did my girl Portia. Every day you're in Portia's business. Every day, every insult is but your husband did this. Yeah, you're not this because your husband did this. And then why do you? And then she'll go so far for nothing.
Portia got her own. Did she not drag her? Portia dragged her.
Portia did, but then I just didn't like that. Giselle,
Portia,
however,
even before the dragging, Portia got
her. The thing about Giselle, if Giselle's gonna be messy, and the another
she
thing about Kenya,
hand. She throws rocks. And no, but Giselle throws rocks and hides her hand.
No, Kenya's, she don't.
She does.
Oh my God, she will come with her messiness to your face, like especially at the reunions. I love her
she
at the reunions.
That's how she sat there quietly when they read out Jamal's number. Is that his number?
Yes.
It's his number.
No, but the thing is, I like her at reunions. You know why? Because when you ask her something, she's going to be honest. She's gonna like. She would have to apologize. They wanted her to apologize to someone. I can't remember who it was.
No, I don't like what she did. I don't like what she did to Things Man. Candice's man.
And then she was, and then Andy was like, so you got to apologize. She looked at, I think it was Wendy. She looked at Wendy, she went, no, I'm sorry, that killed me.
Because she's a colorist, that's
why. She's not a colorist.
No, she is a colorist. Come on.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. Oh, she's a colorist.
Maybe.
She's always got, why is she always coming for Wendy, please? Wendy is such
I don't like Wendy.
You don't like Wendy?
Okay.
There's something wrong with
you. I like Wendy, but I don't like Wendy.
I like Wendy. Do I love Wendy's personality? Like, am I crazy about her the way I'm crazy about, like, who?
I liked
I'm
Wendy.
Not crazy about any housewife.
I liked Wendy the first season she came.
But do I support Wendy? Yeah. Do I like her? Do I like what she's about? Yeah, I love her. Like, I'm not crazy about her, but if I had to pick a team, it would be on Wendy's team.
Mm.
Candice's team. I don't like Ashley. I just don't like the GBs.
Ashley, corrected.
Yeah.
Cut.
Ashley's also messy as
messy.
Well. Her and her puppet-looking friend.
Messy. Who? Sesame Street.
Yeah, Sesame Street. That one.
Was foul. Because obviously I saw everyone talking about the most recent episode, Place the Fight, because I saw the video of the fight as well. And the fact that she was chasing her friend out, I understand that as her friend. But I'm sorry, right is right and wrong is wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
but do you know who I love the most, actually? Karen. I love Karen Hugo. She can read anyone. She will read.
No, Karen's reads. You see the way she's always on Robin is disgusting.
Oh, I love
it. So, like,
it.
Even in today's
she
episode,
pressure.
Well, Monday's episode,
She
was like, Robin was like, so you don't like my picture? She went, no, I don't like it. That right.
I need to watch it.
Because, you know, they did that photo shoot of, like, channeling different black
she
women.
Did Mariah Carey.
Yeah, so they had the party for it. Yeah, by the way, this is not too much of a spoiler.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
So they had the party for it and that, And then Robin was like, so you don't like my picture? She was like, no, I don't like it. Like, straight up.
Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight. That's what
me.
I'm doing tonight. That's
no,
doing
you
tonight.
Need to watch this episode.
Because I couldn't believe what was happening at the end. This season has not been it.
It hasn't. Out of all the Potomac seasons, this season ain't been it.
It hasn't.
But the ending, however,
Oh, really?
I said, oh.
Okay, I'll watch it. I can't wait to watch it on the reunion.
But then I think a lot of them are leaving, though.
Yeah, Candice is leaving as well.
Candice, she announced her. I think she's pregnant.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope she's pregnant because...
if she wants to be...
Actually, no, she's not. Do you know why? Oh, okay.
If she wants to be, don't spoil it for me.
But I hope... anyway, she's going to concentrate on that. And I hope that works out for her because I feel you, girl.
Yeah, no, honestly.
I feel you, girl.
Oh, my God. Someone messaged me the other day. It was so random. They asked me to be their cum tribute. I've never, ever heard of this in my life.
Excuse me?
A cum tribute.
What the fuck is that?
Good question. So I did some Googling. Let me even pull it up again, actually. Cum tribute. I can't believe we still don't remember the name of the artist that I was trying to sing.
Oh, girl, I forgot about it.
Mm-hmm, I want you.
Come listen, tribute. Guys, Aloni's playing. She loves a good sing song. She really does.
So come tribute. Come tribute. The act of ejaculating over a picture of a celebrity, someone you know or stranger, to show appreciation for the person or to degrade them. I liked that. I was just like, ooh. I was just like, okay. Come tribute.
So you,
I've done a lot of cum tributes, boy. I've done hella cum tributes. But then I went to go and Google like the act of it.
Yeah.
And it's literally like you got your phone on the side and a man's got his dick and he's just literally like nutting to like the girl or whoever.
Do you have to be naked?
Be
suggestive, like, in any way?
I'm guessing obviously it's got to be
a little suggestive, a little explicit.
But I was just like, oh, okay. I didn't reply obviously because I'm just like, this is weird. But you got me Googling because I'm always intrigued. I'm always intrigued by what gets people off or like what they're doing. Like,
right.
And I have always said, you don't know, but you are the reason someone has masturbated today. You have no idea.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I know so.
Yeah, I know so.
I know so.
Yeah. But to know that there's strangers on the internet, do, especially when you're not like a sex worker, I'm just like, yeah. I don't even post anything. So, I don't think I post anything too suggestive, and apart from content where we're talking about sexuality and relationships, but not, it's not always about it being to do with pleasure. Sometimes it's educational, and I'm trying to think, like, I feel like I post like any other person, but anyway, that was interesting. So I've just if you guys
come tribute,
have you guys ever done a come tribute? I want to know. Use the hashtag Laidbare Podcast. Have you ever done a come tribute? This goes to the men and this goes to the ladies. I want to know, what celebrity or crush have you like pulled up their photo and you've just like nutted to? I want to know who it was, how many times you've done it, what it felt like, and would you do it again? Would you, if you had a come tribute, who would it be to?
You know this arsehole.
If you tell me it's scraps, I'm going to pass out. You're not even trying.
Just love
anybody
it.
Else? Anthony Joshua.
Stop it. I'm trying to think. Who do I have a crush on that is not a podcaster in the UK?
Please.
I don't know. I don't have a celebrity crush.
Woody McClain. No, Woody McClain's not even come tribute
he
type of.
He is.
He's fine. He's my crush. But he's not even come tribute type of crush, if that makes sense.
But you know he doesn't even try. Do you know what that man's lips look like?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Oh, do you know what it was? There was a scene in Power I'll never forget, right? And it turned me on so much because I'm just like, I bet this is his energy in real life. I know it's not him. I know he is acting, like I get that. But it was when like he must have deposited money to his co-star of, what's her name? I think her name's Effie on the show.
Oh yeah, Effie.
Beautiful girl. And she messaged him and she was just like, what the fuck? Like, I told you I don't need your money.
But she loved it really.
She loved it really. What? And then he was just like, I think he must have said, you're welcome or something like that. I said, oh.
That's fat cock energy.
Big cocky energy.
Listen, I know that thing. Dang
it. It was. Do you know what is so disappointing?
That's all I saw.
Imagine if it's not. I think my heart breaks, yeah, when a peg man's thing is not thinking. It just like, like.
That is an abomination.
What?
It's an abomination. Because how does that work?
How?
who does it work?
Who put you together?
Who put you together and messed out on like, doing that?
Who put you together?
They need to undo you.
And they get need it to right. undo you?
Get it right.
Oh, no. Get I know my right. celebrity crush, but okay, I don't want to say his name.
Who is it?
I don't want to say his name.
Mouth it to me.
No, the one I keep sending you his pictures on Instagram.
He does not. He's not a celebrity.
He is a celebrity.
You mean?
Technically.
Is he?
They have the following. He has the following.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. I just don't rate a lot of people.
I know you don't.
And I need to behave.
I know.
Because it's what makes us
do you know
vibes.
Why? Yeah.
Because when I think about it, is he hyper-visible? I think there's a difference between hyper-visible and celebrity. Because I do not count myself as a celebrity. I see myself as a micro-influencer and hyper-visible, but I don't see myself as a celebrity. And people could argue, oh, you have the numbers, but I'm just like, yeah, I don't really. Like, I have a number, but not the numbers, but that's why I say
do
micro.
Do you not think so?
I think I'm hyper-visible. I think I'm definitely hyper-visible. Yeah. I think, like, you know, I can walk into a room and
people are like,
a bunch of people will have an idea of who I am. Some won't, and that's what I love the most. When people don't know who I am, I'm just like, oh, let's just talk like normal people.
No, but you see him. Oh,
what'd you do for that?
Out of fuck.
Tell me what you do for that. What would you do for that?
I would. Listen,
what would you do?
I'll give away my car keys.
Car keys.
Leave it on the side. Take the car. Take. I'll walk barefoot.
Barefoot for that.
Oh my god.
Oh, not I. I'm trying to think.
He's so fine.
No, Woody McClane is fine though.
Yeah,
we're not talking about Woody McClane. I'm talking about Woody McClane. Yeah. She's not, but I am. They were asking who the big three is recently. Who is the big three when it comes to big dick energy and just, you know, just who you fancy? Like,
Are we talking worldwide? Are we talking UK? Like, or just anybody?
Worldwide? Like, worldwide. Why would we just right, stop at the UK?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
The guy that's in, is it Mia Culpa?
Culpa.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about,
oh
though.
Oh, my God.
He's nice. Fucking he's fine. It's the beard. I think it's the beard.
He makes me even when I watch his TikTok, it makes me nervous.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So I'm sliding that one in. I don't know.
Okay. My big three. I don't have a third one. Maybe I do.
I don't know if I have a three.
My big three.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's obviously Woody McClane.
Yeah.
Method Man.
Oh, yeah.
Better Boy.
Somebody posted a picture today.
Shut up! If you even repeat what they said, just be quiet. I saw that. I was just like, can you not get the fuck? I was just like, you know, it's not your fault. I was just like, you don't need to get
God.
The fuck.
Oh,
you don't need to get the
Lord.
Fuck. Get the fuck. But yeah, go on.
I don't know if I have I do have a three. That's on DMY.
Yeah.
So the guy from Mia Culpa.
Yes.
I don't know his name, guys, but he's the actor that's in it. Scraps. Y'all know I was going to say that already. And then my third one. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I have a third.
We'll come back to it. Let's do some dilemmas.
Yeah, it'll be the person that I don't want to name.
Let's do some dilemmas quickly so we can round up. Guys, if you want to send it to us, simplyaloni.com/ask. Send us a voice note, laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. Make it like 30 seconds. Tell us what you thought about the last dilemma on the show we had recently with Phillips. Shout out to Phillips again. Amazing.
Big up,
I
Phillips.
I have listened to that show
so
three
funny.
Times. And
really?
I think obviously because I'm editing it and I have to listen back to it, but it's just such a good episode. It was a very funny episode. Anyway, wherever Phillips is there is banter again. Hey girls, I'm in need of some advice. I had a threesome with my boyfriend. It was with an ex fling of his. And honestly, I didn't mind. The rules were that there would not be no contact after unless we wanted to have sex with her again. Recently, I went through his phone and saw her ask whose pussy was better.
Hey.
They were texting. Then she says, he deleted his response, but she replies with laughing emojis. I'm absolutely livid and feel betrayed. We've been together a year. Should I confront him or just break up?
Confront him
and call him out his name.
Because you had an agreement.
Call him out his name because, excuse me?
Yeah.
How can she ask you that question? And exactly. You replied.
Mm. You lot had an agreement. And the fact that there's a deleted response tells you all you need to know. So confront him with
he
that.
He either said it's her pussy that's better. Yeah. Or he said something cheeky.
Yeah.
And he's not smart, by the way.
He probably said something like, KMT, what do you think?
He's not smart, by the way. Because if he was smart, he would have deleted the whole thing. Why do you even need to... He would have deleted the question.
Exactly.
He would have deleted his response. And he would have deleted her follow-up. But he did none of the sort. Which shows that he's an idiot. So regardless, you need to lose him anyway. You're fucking a guy who's an idiot. Take from the experience, say you enjoyed, and move on. It's been a year. You can move on, man. Like, what the fuck is that? You can't be having your nigga laughing. If he is a nigga, I don't know if he's white. But you can't be having your man laughing and kikiing behind your back with someone else. I just think that's just, you know? I mean, how do you feel?
Like, because this is the reason why I don't like threesomes anyway. Well, I haven't had one to not like it. I don't like the idea of it.
Have you ever nearly had one?
Well, I've been, well, I kind of got asked, yeah.
Ooh, I've nearly had one before.
Yeah, and then I was just like, uh-uh. And I'm glad that I didn't do it with that said couple.
Yeah.
I did that because they were both all over the place. That's why I did that.
It's always this type of couple.
Yeah, it's always
all
that.
Over the couple that want to be all over other people.
Exactly. Because anyway, let me not. But yeah, this is the reason why, because I don't want you to be going back and having conversations like this. And then I'll just be feeling embarrassed when I come across them. Because you will come across them.
Yeah, I just think it's weird. Let us know what you think, Lady Bear Podcast. I think you should get rid, personally. Okay, this one actually cracked me up, but it was so real. Because I was just like, is this me? But then I would never ever get with this type of person anyway.
Okay.
Dear Olani, I hate my boyfriend's kids. They're 15 and 9. I feel bad. Him and I have been together for 2 years, and at first I was okay with it. But as time has progressed, I really do not like them. They're rude, talk way too much, and lack manners. And it's been getting on my nerves for some time. I know it's bad, but I've noticed I do everything to stop him from spending time with me. Without the kids. I genuinely wish he never had them. What do I do? See, that's where we differ, because I'll never stop a man from seeing his kids. I'd just be thinking, I fucking hate you have kids. That's where it starts and stops.
And the thing is, in my last... in my last situation, like, my man, like, he had kids of those ages. He had 16 and...
Nikki, is this you?
No, it's not.
But yeah, I'm listening.
They were 16 and 10, and he had a few kids as well. So I'm just picking out those two ages. So he had kids of similar ages. But then if he ever told me that he was doing something with his kids, I will never stand in between that at all, because the children were there before me. I'm not their mother. And also, even culturally as well, their mum was from completely different continent, country, all of that. So I never got involved, even if he had something to say about whatever was going on the other half of his family to me. I nod and... yeah, just agree with whatever he's saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do all of that. And it's very hard to date men with kids. So if you... And do you know what I'm getting from that? I think she kind of knew that she didn't want to date a man with kids, but then you went and did it anyway.
Mm.
So this is it. But then if you feel like they don't have manners and stuff, you need to tell him. Like, you need to tell him, like, oh, such and such happened on this day. I can't lie. What did you think about it? Or I felt like this about it.
I think she sounds irritable. I think they could probably smile at her and say, how are you today? Or, and she would probably just hear something else. I don't know. I just feel like someone like this, to me, you shouldn't be with a man who's got kids, because it just, when you're with a guy who has kids, you're with him and his kids.
Right.
They come as a package. It doesn't come where, and she's already saying that she wants to spend time without him. And obviously, naturally, even if you were the mother of the kids, you would want to spend time with him alone without the kids.
Exactly.
That is normal. But I think whereby you're trying to separate him from spending time with his kids is very alarming. And I just think you need to seriously think about the future of this relationship, because it doesn't seem like you have the best wishes. Or I don't know. Have a conversation with him. See where you go. There's a little context that's provided in the message that you sent in. Maybe you could take on Nikki's advice, which is maybe you do need to have a word with him and tell him that your kids are a bit... Or you just have a good think about the relationship. Is this something that you want?
Exactly.
You know, yes, they are 15 and 9, but they will grow up to be 18 and 12 eventually.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And just remember, his kids come first.
And his kids come first.
His kids come first.
His kids come first. Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine if the mum knew that she was writing this in.
God.
Right. God. Last one. Hey girls, my situationship and I are thinking about renting a 2 beds together. Separate rooms, of course. Bad idea or understandable, as we live in London. We've been fucking on and off for 7 years. I think that's
so. You pulled out your fingers to write this. First of all, read what you wrote. The first line, I was like, okay,
you had me the first time.
My situationship and I want to get a flat. Did she say buy or rent?
No, I think she meant rent.
Rent, right?
Either way, it could be by.
Either way, there's money involved, yeah. And you want to do it together? You've been fucking.
She said rent, yeah, rent, rent. Your tea bed.
You've been fucking on and off for like 7 years. Don't be sure. I was gonna start speaking to you. Let me not. Yeah. Don't. Please, just don't. This does not sound good. Your situationship. There's a reason why you guys are not together properly. He probably has somebody else somewhere else, right? Did I say someone somewhere else twice? He probably has someone else somewhere else, right? But then you were the option for him to ask to do this with because he could rely on you to do that. Yeah. And the thing is, he knows you're thinking about it, meaning he has a way. If he can't afford to get a place himself and needs you to do it, that's a him problem. That's not a you problem. If you want to move out, go find somewhere to live, do that by yourself.
Can you go on spareroom.com and find a normal housemate, please, and not one where strings are kind of attached?
It's the guy that has suggested it, right?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it was the guy that suggested it. Please don't do this to yourself, because when he decides to stop fucking you and he wants to bring other babes back to the yard and you're all there.
She just said, hey girls, my situationship and I are thinking, so.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like,
don't do
you know,
that.
You're not friends. You fuck each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, even if you say you're friends, no, you're not.
And what's going to happen when he does bring a girl back home? Are you going to fight her?
Exactly.
Are you going to fight her? Who would your money be on? The new girl or the...
Carla, the new babes that he's bringing back. She'll come and show you Pepper, and then you'll see...
When you're lying there,
your wig is lying
when
3 feet away.
When she's flushing that toilet.
In the middle of the night, and he's waking you up, and you have to go to work.
You're hearing back, in the middle of the night, and she's making extra loud noises so you can feel
it. Can you imagine? No, but in all seriousness, yeah, please.
I'm serious.
Yeah, in all seriousness, please don't do that. Just don't.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea. If you want to get a room with someone, please just be normal. Be normal.
And somebody that you can rely on.
When things go fuzzy, you know, it's not just a thing whereby you can just block each other. You're in a lease or contract together for a year or so. So,
like,
don't have yourself spiritually, sexually, and legally attached to someone that you don't really want to be with. Situationship. Like, let's be fucking for real.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you are, use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Share this show as well. We want to see you tagging us to it so we can repost it. And yeah, like, send your dilemmas through as well. LaidBearPodcast@gmail.com, simplyoloni.com/ask. Anything else you want to say, girl?
Follow me on Instagrams. My Instagram is sonikki_. And guys, follow me on TikTok. I want to do more on TikTok. My TikTok is sonikki.
Yes, 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 yes. And if you have any subjects you'd like us to touch us. No, that doesn't make sense.
No, don't touch us.
Don't touch us. Don't touch us.
Don't be touching us.
If you have any subjects you'd like us to touch on, DM them to us. But we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.